This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Not to pile on here, but there is one more grain of salt to add to your reading of tomorrow's unemployment report. All the data for it was collected during the week of the 8th of June, which is to say, before all the virus spikes and the ensuing state reopening pauses and walkbacks. Speaking of which, governors in the tri-state area of New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey have been through the worst of this pandemic so far, anyway, and they have come out the other side, and they are taking no chances. They have imposed a 2-week quarantine on visitors from 16 states where cases are surging. Violators could face fines of as much as $10,000. Not entirely clear is how those restrictions are going to be enforced. But as Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports, businesses could be on the hook.
Travelers are looking for rest and relaxation when they arrive at the Cod Cove Inn on the coast of Maine. Now, they also get paperwork called a Certificate of Compliance. Ted Huger is co-owner.
It's a great big long form, and basically it's making them testify that they'll behave when they're here and wear their face masks and all that kind of stuff.
Maine has some of the country's strictest travel rules. Anyone not from Vermont or New Hampshire must show they've tested negative for COVID-19 or quarantine for 2 weeks. And it's on employees of hotels, Airbnbs, and campgrounds to enforce the rules.
To have them act as the police for the state is just really unreasonable and unfair. This layer of enforcement paints us as the bad guy.
Visitors flying into New York are given questionnaires and may be contacted by local government. As for people coming by train, bus, and car, Amanda Castell, an epidemiologist at George Washington University, says that would take contact tracers, law enforcement, even toll booth operators.
That's a lot of resources to make this work.
She thinks compliance comes down to social responsibility. Think back to stay-at-home orders.
People did it because they understood the importance of staying home to prevent the spread of the virus.
But as we've seen with masks, not everyone will follow the rules. Florida has had travel restrictions in place for a while. Jeff Lubkamin at the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association says it's been working with businesses on how to de-escalate situations.
Not singling out a guest using phrases like you must, you should, you shall, but rather as a matter of public health, we ask that.
Add policing and public health to the growing list of things hotel and restaurant workers probably didn't think they'd signed up for. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.